In the captain's room of the Edinburgh Trader, Will was trying to get warm.
"It's strange to find a rowing boat in the middle of the ocean," Captain Bellamy said.
"Just sail the ship away quickly," Will replied. "You have to hurry."
A sailor suddenly ran into the room.
"Captain, we've seen a ship."
"What colour are her sails?" Bellamy asked.
"She's not using her sails, sir," the sailor replied.
"Pirates,"
Bellamy said. Will ran out of the room and climbed the mast.
"It's the Dutchman," he shouted. "We're all going to die."
The Edinburgh Trader stopped moving.
"What happened?"
one of the sailors asked.
"We've hit something,"
another sailor answered. Captain Bellamy looked into the ocean, but could see nothing.
"Move the ship's wheel left, then right, then left again," he ordered.
The sailors followed his orders without success, then turned back to their captain.
"What can we do now?"
one of them asked. But Bellamy wasn't there. The sailors looked out toward the ocean. A large monster was holding the captain in its hand. It lifted Bellamy high into the air and then pulled him down into the water.
"Kraken!" the sailors shouted.
The Kraken killed the captain, then came back for the ship. It broke the ship into two pieces and pulled it down into the ocean. A few minutes later, six men were on their knees on the Flying Dutchman.
"Where is the sun?"
Jones asked, looking closely at the line of sailors.
"And where is the key?"
"We can't find them,"
Macus answered.
"Maybe the ocean took him."
"I am the ocean,"
Jones shouted angrily.
"Throw these men off the ship."
His men threw the sailors from the Edinburgh Trader into the water.
"The chest isn't safe," Jones said.
"Bootstrap Sun has the key, and he's working with Jack Sparrow. We're going to Ila Cruz."
"He won't find the chest,"
a sailor said.
"He knew about the key, didn't he?"
Jones shouted.
"He mustn't find the heart. I must reach Ila Cruz before Will or Jack arrives."
Below the Dutchman, holding onto the side of the ship, Will heard Jones's words.
"Now I know where the chest is hidden," he said to himself. "The Dutchman will take me there, and the key is in my pocket."